Told you Lynx had married me and Hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the Wind, fabulous.
Okay. You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Yes, and here we are once again back with Reality Check. Miss Treyway.
Yes, girl.
Miss Erin Martin. Hey, girl.
Hey, lady.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning.
We are so excited. Girl, she's like Krista Tracy. Got up.
Seriously.
And then she's like, I don't feel like I look great.
She does this every time. And
I know,
she
girl.
Looks good every time.
Because she's adorable. Look at her. She's
like,
on Facebook.
I love her hair.
I know.
I will flip this table, though.
I know. Oh, my God.
We've got to start getting some housewife t-shirt
Hello,
gear.
Teresa.
Seriously.
Yes.
Seriously. Yes. On Thursdays, we need to like
this is
right?
what you just wear to Target just to tell everyone who you are.
I know that's right. You know what? That's what I like when I walk into a room. I want people to know
that's
who
right.
I am.
Your intention.
Your intent. Mm-hmm. So listen, Reality Check is all about juicy gossip when it comes to the Real Housewives. Erin Martin, she has Pink Shade Podcast. Mm-hmm. This girl is so good. She knows so many fabulous celebrities.
She does.
She's on the Jenny McCarthy show every week.
She is. And did that move? So are you on every Friday now?
I'm on Fridays now.
Okay.
So I'll be on there tomorrow. Sirius XM Channel 109, 10 to noon.
Girl. How can people listen if they want to listen to you?
You have
Jenny
to have Sirius XM, but Sirius also does promos every once in a while, every few months, where they do a couple weeks free. So keep an eye out for those if you don't have Sirius XM.
Love that. So listen, Trey and I were at Board and Brush last night Ladies Night, so we weren't able to watch the New York or Southern Charm, but we did watch Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. Take a listen to this.
I love France. Last summer we were in Saint-Tropez. The summer before that we were in Cannes. 6 years ago I was in Paris with some of my friends.
I f***ing love you. Please shut up.
Yeah. Okay. It is weird that Lisa is not here.
Is it?
Normally she would be with us on our trip. And I feel bad. But I was kicked out of her house. She's not speaking to any of these women in this group. It breaks my heart.
No, it doesn't.
Does it really break her heart?
Girl, please.
Okay, first of all, can we just start off by saying how she brags so much? Oh, we went to Saint-Tropez. We went here.
I mean, I know.
That's all
she does. I love France. Here's the 10 places I just went.
Right.
Yeah. Kyle loves to brag.
Must be nice.
She does.
As she closes one of her clothing stores.
Oh, yeah.
She
closed all of them.
Like, hello.
Yeah.
But she does well. Listen, let's talk about this extraordinary place that she brings all these ladies.
I know. It was giving me a Ladies of London vibe. Did you watch that show on Bravo, Ladies of London?
No,
it was fabulous
because
of the chateaus and the fashion and everything. They were giving me that vibe this week Beverly Hills. And you know what? Beverly Hills can be super boring.
Right.
I mean, let's all just admit that. But they bring the trips.
They
always bring the trips.
They do.
They're not going to some janky, like, Jersey Shore, you know, rental.
Right.
They do not do... Some of the housewives' trips are a little suspect sometimes.
Yeah.
But Beverly Hills always brings the fabulous glamour trips.
Yeah.
So I loved it. I looked up the chateau. It's $5,500 a night.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine?
No.
And, okay, you were telling us, how do they pay for that? Because Bravo doesn't pay for it, right?
They claim they don't pay for it. Bravo or the production company claims they do not pay for these trips.
Okay.
That it has to be one of the women who put it together. Now, sometimes that can be a group of women, but I feel like Kyle probably funded this trip.
Gosh, unbelievable. You know, it's weird for even Erica Jane to be like, now this, I feel rich. I finally feel rich.
I know. She is constantly about being, it's expensive to be
me.
It's not expensive to be me, but I wish it were.
And we need to get into her attitude. She has some attitude this episode. Erica.
Oh, Erica? Oh, yeah.
She doesn't want to be there this season.
See, the thing I don't enjoy about Erica, I enjoy a lot about her.
Yeah.
But I don't enjoy when she shuts down conversations that she's annoyed with. Because I'm like, what show do you think you're on?
Right.
That's a good call.
You need to engage.
You have to engage.
You're in the game.
Yeah.
Well, she'll just shut the game down if Teddy's being annoying and Teddy
is annoying. Teddy is annoying.
She
needs to talk about everything. Like, we don't have to talk about everything.
She is no one's life coach.
No, she's not.
She's not
a life coach.
She needs a life coach. She's trying with the fashion. I applaud her for that. But she's trying also to bring the drama, but it's in a really annoying kid sister way.
Yeah.
And Erica shutting it down isn't the right move, though, because it makes her look like she's checked out. Yeah. And she needs to check in.
Right. Right.
Now, the one thing she said that I thought was really interesting this week is how she felt comfortable with the ladies when they were at lunch talking about, like, the eating disorder and the really serious
heavy
stuff.
I love that part, by the way.
Yeah. Did you hear the shade? When she said, I think we can talk about this and we can be safe that no one's going to throw us a jab because Lisa Vanderpump's not here.
Yes, Erica. Yes.
She did
Erica
say that.
Yes. When Kyle was sharing.
Yep. And then, yeah.
I kind of think that's true.
Oh, really?
I do. I mean, I think Lisa Vanderpump threw a, you know, cast kind of a spell over the group where you never know if what you say is going to come back to you.
Right.
She's a master at producing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's great about her, but but it is a different vibe when she's not there. I kind of like it.
For sure. You know, and it was interesting, though, when Kyle finally broke down and revealed that she had an eating disorder as a kid because, again, she was in a TV show and she's like, well, I want to wear cute clothes like that. And they're like, well, if you lose some weight, you can be in some cute clothes. But she's like, I have never admitted this to my daughters and I don't know if I'm ready to do that. I think she forgot, again, the cameras are on you.
Right. I think she
forgets all the time. And now everybody knows. But it's such a real thing.
Like, I love, and I completely agree with you. I love that this came up because I also liked when she said, look, people kept complimenting me. And this is truly what happens in life. Like, women get compliments.
Bingo.
And they'll keep doing the same thing. Like, oh, well, somebody said this. Yeah. So, I mean, it's really easy, and especially if you're younger, too. Someone said, oh, you look like you've lost weight. You look great. So you just keep doing it.
Right.
Because you want that validation.
Yeah, and if we take it to an even scarier place, the housewives, a more comedic place actually, they keep changing their faces.
Because
then the compliments stop after a while.
Right.
I love it.
To look like,
it's so true.
You can't open your iPhone with facial recognition
you
anymore.
You can't even like open your mouth.
You're a different person.
Yeah.
I find that about Southern Charm. Like, all those women are extremely thin. Like, overly thin.
Yeah,
you know what
very,
I mean?
Well, and
very
Lisa Rinna, I mean, no shade to her, but she is super thin. So when you're looking at her on camera, she's super thin. And that's 10 pounds added already on the camera. So what does she look like in person?
I know. And did you catch that little jab that Harry Hamlin gave her at the end of the dinner when her daughter wouldn't eat?
Yes.
She was saying, and then later on her daughter came out and said, I really was struggling then. You know, eating disorders are never cured. You're just you're trying to like recover from it.
Right.
And so I appreciated her daughter being honest about that after. But Harry Hamlin, she said to Harry, oh, look at your daughters. Look at how they're acting.
Yeah.
You know, this is how you raise them. And he said, I think this is your fault.
Yeah, I remember.
Right.
Yeah,
about
I
the
saw
eating
that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, that was some real realness.
And the thing is, I have compassion for the daughter that's going through this, but I did not like how she was talking to her father. Like, I thought that was
Amelia?
Yes, that was completely disrespectful. And I get that she's going through something, but as parents, like, you got to shut that down. Like, you're not giving me the finger and talking to me any kind of way. But I realize she's going through something, but still, that was just really...
Yeah, that was
some teenage.
I didn't like
that.
As a former high school teacher of over a decade, I will just say, like, it didn't bother me.
That did not bother me.
I lived
like,
through
I'm
that.
I'm used to it,
Yeah, it's like a teenager just being angry. And you know what? With a camera on her, I can picture her like amping it up, too.
For sure.
Yeah.
I liked when the ladies decided to, like, reveal certain things about themselves. Like, Teddy's nickname was Butch.
Fitting.
Yeah, very.
Completely fitting. Yes. If there was a Secret Life of Pets 3, Teddy would be Butch.
Yes. Okay.
Seriously. The pug.
Yeah,
very much so.
Yeah.
Also, Dorit saying that she stole a car when she was a kid. I've done that.
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
You know what?
Oh, I have.
What is the white chocolate in the back seat?
Yeah. Oh, yes, in that part.
Oh, yeah. That was so stupid.
Is this a Dorit lie? I don't know.
I don't like Dorit.
She's reaching.
She's reaching. She's a I don't like her when she's a try hard, which is 99% of the time.
Yeah.
I like her when she's playing beer pong.
Yeah.
And she's just keeping it real.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, being funny.
I like,
And it's surprising that she's good at beer pong. I would not assume she's good at doing that kind of stuff.
Good
and then,
at, like, climbing, doing that wall climb or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I think that cool. there is a real Dorit in there.
Yes.
It's like the chick from Connecticut who went to the high school who had the bad perm.
Yep.
You know, like she's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
She's there.
And beyond the fake accent.
That's who we want to see.
Yes.
Well, PK. I don't know.
PK?
Really?
I know.
I mean,
PK.
Really?
I know.
Do they really I think he's got a secret life.
I don't really do. It's too early to even think about any of that.
Yeah. I mean, they have two kids.
I guess they really do. Dressed up in that Karl Lagerfeld wig.
That was
so scary.
I was
like, why are we being treated thusly? Yeah, why are we being tortured?
I love it. Well, Erin, you know, we love when you come on the show all the time.
We do.
Seriously.
I love coming on.
And thanks for that shout out. I was listening to your podcast the other day, and you gave us a nice shout out at the end of the podcast.
Yes, and I will continue because this is like now my second home.
Oh, I love it.
So I love it.
Yay. By the way, you mentioned to us how some of the shows are moving on to Thursday. Oh, yeah. A lot of people probably don't know that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Real Housewives of New York is moving to Thursday nights, I believe next week or the week after. I'm not sure if I'm not getting the date right. I think it's next week, but into the end of their season. They're moving to the end of the season post-trip and then the reunion. And that probably Southern Charm will change times because of that, I'm guessing. New York, though, ladies.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Bethany had a breakdown. We missed the breakdown.
Yeah, we've got to go through that next week.
Catch up and text me.
Okay.
Oh, I will.
I love it.
Okay.
All right, there you have it once again. Reality Check each and every Thursday. Enjoy this with Erin Martin, Pink Shade Podcast. Make sure you follow her. Again, she knows Luann. She knows Jax Taylor. She knows Tom Tom.
Oh, yes.
Believe me, she knows the tea, honey.
She knows everybody.
She does. It's Kristen the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
So nasty and so rude.